Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. If you're a new listener, we welcome you in Jesus' name and want you to know that we are heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. But before we go into the word of the Lord that God has given me to share with you, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And Father, there are those now who are going through trials and difficulties and battles. Father, we thank you that we can call upon you and that your eyes are upon the righteous and your ear is open to their cry. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will minister to those in need. Father, those who have need in body, soul, or spirit, Father, it is your will to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And Lord, there's no limit to your riches. There's incredible wealth and prosperity and joy and fullness of blessing, Lord, that you've provided for your children. And so, Father, whatever those needs are, we ask that you would minister and move and just refresh the hearts of your people. Let us know, Lord, that you are in control, not only of the nations of the world, but our very individual lives, that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for this time. We ask for your blessing, your anointing to be ever present with us, and Holy Spirit, that you will minister through these moments we have together in the mighty name of Jesus, that he will receive all the glory and praise for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as always, it's a joy to be able to share with you God's Word. And I have a message I've entitled, A House Full of Glory. And we know that God wants to do an amazing work in these end times, that the fields are white unto harvest, and that God is going to bring many into the ark of safety before the end comes. But before we go into that, I have a lot of files, and those of you who are on the mailing list who receive my monthly letter, and for those who are not aware, it is a letter of encouragement. It's not a fundraising letter. We trust the Lord, and God has been gracious for over 50 years to supply the needs of Unveiled Christ Ministries. But I was looking for a particular tract or insert, and I have lots of files and things that go back years, and I didn't find it, but I found another one which kind of references the thoughts I wanted and the ideas I wanted to make, and I want to share that briefly with you. Let me get it right now. Oh, well, here's another one. I'm just going to take a little latitude, if you will. It doesn't hurt to have a little bit of biblical humor in our day. I'll just share a few things. What kind of man was Boaz before he married Ruth? Ruthless. What do they call pastors in Germany? Oh, dear. German shepherds. Who was the greatest financier in the Bible? Noah. He was floating his stock while everyone else was in liquidation. Who was the greatest female financier in the Bible? Pharaoh's daughter. She went down to the bank of the Nile and drew out a little profit. Oh dear, they get better. What kind of motor vehicles are in the Bible? Jehovah drove Adam and Eve out of the garden in a fury. David's triumph was heard throughout the land. Also, possibly a Honda, because the apostles were all in one accord. Oh, dear. Who was the greatest comedian in the Bible? Samson, he brought the house down. Okay, that's enough of that. But let me now share what I want to share with you. I don't have an author, but it's entitled A Few Good Men. Let me introduce you to a few of the most prominent people in our church. They are Mr. Fred Somebody, Mr. Thomas Everybody, Mr. Peter Anybody, and Mr. Joe Nobody. They all claim to be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled, good, church-going Christians, just like the rest of us. However, their lives tell a different story. Sundays are sort of strange because everybody goes shopping or stays home to watch sporting events. Somebody wants to worship, but he is afraid anybody will talk about him instead of talking with him. So guess who's at church by themselves? That's right, nobody. It seems that nobody is the best Christian of them all. Nobody visits the sick. Nobody pays tithes. Nobody regularly attends Bible study and prayer meetings. Of course, anybody and everybody always show up for their annual day, and somebody will be at every musical. When I requested volunteers for the new ministries, everybody thought anybody would do it. Anybody just knew somebody would do it. But, as usual, I was left with good old nobody to rely on again. Soon, we'll be going out witnessing. I'm sure everybody will think it's a good idea and agree that somebody ought to do it. Anybody could make an effort, but most likely it will be me and nobody once again. I have heard many people say that they do not have anything to do. It appears that what they're looking for are social events and secular activities. If social events are what you're looking for, go join the YMCA. The church must be about the Father's business, the business of winning souls to Christ and equipping souls to win souls. There are many auxiliaries, ministries, and departments for you to work with. Also, there are ongoing Bible study, Sunday school, and periodic classes to attend. So please, saints, let's not wait any longer for somebody to do things for us, anybody to ask us to work, nor everybody to pitch in, because this usually leaves nobody doing the work. Remember, you are the church. This, as I said, I don't have an author, but it had to be written by a pastor. All right. Well, having said that, I mean, it was a humorous and rather clever way to make some very significant points that a good many Christians are quite content and happy to know that they're saved, and when they die, they're going to go to heaven. And of course, they want to be good church people. Whenever they're able, they attend church. And of course, they want their family to be saved and those close to them. But that's pretty much where it ends. Of course, I'm not speaking of every church or those who are sincere, dedicated Christians, but this is, unfortunately, quite a common mentality. What has occurred in our church in terms of, I mean, our church speaking of the body of Christ in general, I'm speaking here in America. But beloved, there is a call that's going forth across the land, and you have to have ears to hear it. It is the voice, that call is the voice of the Spirit of the Lord crying, build ye the house of the Lord. Yea, build ye my house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. The Word of God, as we read the Gospels, especially I'm thinking now of the Gospel of John, when Jesus prayed his great high priestly prayers before he suffered and died, he prayed to the Father that his church, his people would be one, even as he and the Father were one. And that they would have the same characteristics. They would be willing, as Jesus, to serve, to lay down their lives, to be a blessing to others. Lord, before Jesus died, he girded himself with a towel and he washed the feet of the disciples. And Lord, you see, he gave that to us as an example. And so, brothers and sisters, if Jesus was willing to serve rather than be served, how much more should we be available for the Master's service? How willing should we should be in terms of all the blessings we have received, the freedoms we have enjoyed in this nation, to be doing whatever God would ask of us to do in our individual and respective lives. So there is a call of the Spirit. We are in the end days, beloved, and times are getting increasingly dark. And if there's ever a time we should have a desire to work for the Lord, it is now. And God is stirring us out of lethargy and lukewarmness and complacency, where we are would be willing to say, even as Isaiah, after his vision, he said, Lord, here am I, send me. Whatever our station in life, whatever thing we may be surroundings, whatever our environment, no matter how restricted they might be, nonetheless, God has a plan and purpose for your life right where you are now. He orders the seasons and the steps of the Lord are the pathway that he has you on. He orders your steps. So, beloved, I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we go into what God requires of us. If God is having a house full of glory, what do we have to do to experience that glory, that presence? Where we're going to be looking at the scriptures to find out how we can. I thank you for joining me today, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. But as I always do, if you have prayer needs, I ask you to write and share those needs, and I will send back whatever God places on my heart to be a blessing and encouragement to you. Many people testify that it was just the word they needed to hear at that particular moment in time. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and if should you email, I invite you to include your mailing address so that I can respond back to you by letter. I will confirm receipt and let you know that I'm praying. But if you'd like a personal response, I ask you to leave your mailing address. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.